Lesson 13.
Word list.
Impression.
Speed.
Remarkable.
Full scale.
Block.
Hotel.
Tile.
Assure.
Resident.
Genius.
Rapid.
Anniversary.
Undertake.
Major.
Project.
Fast.
Yard.
Trace.
Modern.
Era.
Treasure.
Display.
Present.
Taste.
Front.
Column.
Banquet.
20-odd.
Reception. Reception room.
Normal.
Ballroom.
Sweeping.
Balcony.
Congress. National People's Congress.
Novel.
Feature.
Design.
Acoustics.
Distinctly.
Equip.
Earphone.
Simultaneous.
Citizen.
Volunteer.
Architectural. Architecture.
Triumph.
Miracle.
Idioms and expressions.
To lay out a building, etc.
In a matter of weeks, etc.
To stand on each side of a square, a street, etc.
Proper names.
James Cameron.
Rome.
St. Peter's. Text.
The Great Hall of the People. A Foreign Visitor's Impressions of Beijing. China's Great Hall of the People, built in 1958, was a remarkable example of her speed of construction. James Cameron of the London News Chronicle, who was in China in 1954, reported even then the pace of building was unbelievable. How 4 new hospitals, 6 factories, and 11 full-scale blocks had been laid out, started, and completed in a matter of weeks. The hotel I stayed in Nanjing, in 1957, a 400-room hotel with tiled bathroom to every room, was completed in 17 weeks, as I was assured by a British resident who had watched it. James Cameron saw the Chinese genius for rapid construction in 1954. I saw it first in 1957, and I saw it again in 1960. To celebrate the 10th anniversary of the People's Republic, 1959, the government determined in 1958 that Beijing should undertake 10 major building projects and complete them in 10 months. Two of these projects were the construction of the Museum of Chinese History and the Great Hall of the People. These vast buildings stand on each side of Tiananmen Square. The square itself is 500 yards wide, 5 times the size of St. Peter's in Rome, and it is now the largest, and I think perhaps one of the most pleasing squares in the world. On the east of the square is the New York Museum of Chinese History. Here you can trace the history of China from its earliest beginnings to the modern era. Here, too, are China's finest art treasures. It is air-conditioned and beautifully lighted, and its displays are presented with taste. It is surely one of the great museums of the world. Facing it across the square stands another new building, the one that takes pride of place in the hearts of all Beijing, the Great Hall of the People. This building is 1,100 feet long, fronted by 10 columns. It contains not only the famous 5,000-seat banqueting hall and 20-odd reception rooms, each as big as a normal ballroom, but the great hall itself. With 2 sweeping balconies, this auditorium holds 10,000 people. And it is here that the National People's Congress meets, and all the other great political meetings are held. There are several novel features about this hall. Its design breaks every known rule of acoustics, but you can, in spite of its size, hear distinctly in every part of it. All seats on the ground floor are equipped with earphones, through which you can hear a simultaneous translation of a speech in any one of 12 different languages. Another interesting fact about this hall is that, while 14,000 workers were employed in its construction, citizens of Beijing could give whatever volunteer help they wanted to, and many thousands did so at weekends, in the evenings, or during their holidays. One of my interpreters, a girl, once pointed to the building as we passed it in a car and said, "I helped to build that hall." If this hall, even with the help of volunteers, had been built in 10 years, it would still have been an architectural triumph. Designed, built, and fully completed in 10 months, it was a miracle.